Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing today? It's a bright and sunshiny day. The temperature is a little chilly, but hey, we are in the month of September and we all know where we're headed, to the fall and then the winter, right? Okay, so we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And you have the opportunity to download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH once you download it. Or you may call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. And of course, today is September the 14th. Today is Thursday. Oh my gosh. We have less than what? October, November, December. Less than 3 months before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, a little over, almost two. A little over two for Thanksgiving. Yes, which is my favorite holiday. I love
mine
that
too.
Holiday. Yours too?
Oh, absolutely. I love it.
Oh,
people just don't focus on it.
No, they don't. I think a lot of people are just not thankful.
I think a lot of people
take it for granted.
Right.
Life for granted, yes.
Right.
After God has brought you all the way down to Thanksgiving and you look back on your life and see all the miracles that He has performed for you and your family and life. Lord, we're thankful that you brought us this far. And it is my favorite holiday. Okay, let us move on this morning. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of the People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street. Here in Marion, Ohio, phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, and I think that's September the 16th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Also, their ongoing announcement, they have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their church at 582 Lee Street, and it is open for the public to take advantage of. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union's City and County elementary schools. Cheryl Lee can be located or contacted at 740-262-0939. If you're interested in your students being a part of this program, please contact Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939 or just go to the office of your local elementary schools and get a registration form, because they do need the parents' permission for your students to attend. I have a thought for today. This thought is titled Introversion. The ability to enjoy one's own company is one of the greatest gifts life has to offer. Learning to turn my thought away from all my responsibilities at the day's end and take my mind into a state of peace and benevolence enables me to carry greater and greater loads without feeling the burden. When my inner landscape is full of beautiful thoughts, everything I do is a pleasure. And remember, benevolence is looking to God. Benevolence, yes. I think that was good for today. How are you today, Shirley?
I am doing good.
I'm still trying to get my throat clear this morning. Well, it's good to see you.
I know. I like your new haircut.
Oh, thank you.
I'm struggling with it. Aren't we always so?
Yes.
As a younger person, I would go in and I would just let my stylist know right off the bat, whatever she did, I wasn't going to be pleased with it, but I would be within 30 days.
Right. Maybe that's it, right?
You know, fresh. Because in your mind's eye, you've got it one way. But in reality, your hair doesn't sit or doesn't flow the way you're thinking it should.
Right.
And so it's nothing, really, you have to be a pretty sad hairdresser and to not be able to do a nice cut. You
True.
Know, and so, and I'm sure there are some out there like that, but for the majority of, they know what they're doing and stuff. It's just that mind's eye.
Right. It must be that. It must be the mind's eye.
But Linda, your haircut looks very nice.
Well, thank you. Thank
nice
you.
Style.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm still struggling. I'm going to take your advice, 30 days. I'll give it 30 more days, right? Okay. Okay. Popcorn Festival is over. Were you in the Popcorn Festival parade this year?
No, not this year. We haven't been in the Popcorn Festival for several years because, you know, we're an aging group of volunteers.
Right.
And where has the time gone?
I don't know.
It's just crazy. Everyone was busy. You know, we're at this stage of life where our volunteers, we've raised our kids, our grandkids are older and gone. And so we're now 10 years older.
Right.
And so we used to walk before the popcorn parade. We would section it out. And as I just wasn't on my game because we've got more volunteers this year than what we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I really did drop the ball on that opportunity to get out in front of people and let them know that we're here. You know, that Child Evangelism Fellowship, the
right.
Good News Club is here.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Like you said, evidently it doesn't really... Does it have an impact on the attendance in schools, or do you think so?
Well, I know that people are aware of us. Through the years, we have had volunteers step up. We've had a couple of really... Excuse me, we're both hacking, aren't we? Excuse me. We've received some really nice helping hands through the program.
Okay.
I think sometimes you do things just for public awareness.
Yes, you do.
And people were to the point where, oh yeah, we saw you last year. You gave us this last year. My children got involved because of.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I think it does make a difference.
Okay.
Because Linda, you know, that even if just a couple of children or a family of children start coming, we don't know what the ripple effect is.
True. That's so true.
And I really lean on that a lot.
We have to.
Because we don't know what that ripple effect is going to
be.
No.
And those are seeds being, sown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
So many of us do not have the privilege of seeing those sown seeds come to harvest.
True.
You know, and so it's real exciting when a child, I shared with you last school year, 2022, 2023,
mm-hmm.
I was in the Elgin School teaching all year long. We're in there on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, starting the first week of October, which is right around the corner. Thank you for having me on so that we can promote that. But the sidebar, the registration forms will be going out next week.
Okay.
If your child's school did not send them home with that child, they're going to be a marigold yellow, like school bus yellow, so you
right.
can't miss it. Please get a hold of your school office and find out where it is.
Right.
Okay, because some schools are a little more standoffish. Other schools just send them out immediately.
Right.
It's wonderful. So anyway, so please check with your school office if your child does not have it in their backpack. So where was I going with all this? The first week of October is when we start, and we run through spring.
Mm-hmm.
And all year long, you know, the message of God's love, that these children are worth more than we can even explain to them.
Right.
But there's something called sin that keeps them away from God and entering into God's kingdom.
Right.
But through the you know, through the obedience and the love that Christ has for each and every one of us. He chose to die on the cross for our sins. Then he was buried and he rose again.
Amen.
And, you know, teaching the children that and having them trust that message and understand that message, that what sin is, each year it's harder and harder explain to them what sin is. Each year it takes longer and longer period of time for many of them to grasp that concept, that they have something in their life that keeps them away from God.
Right, right.
And so, you know, my whole year of being with them, just no fruit. And so then I was ready. My helper and I were ready to call it a day. We were going to stop the club because my materials had stopped. Mm-hmm. The week, the Tuesday before their spring break, then we were coming back from spring break, and then there was going to be a Tuesday, which club was going to be over, mm-hmm. And then Easter. Well, we went back in that Tuesday because I wanted to share an Easter lesson with the kids. And we had five young girls. And I mean, that was God's whispering.
Right, right.
To go back in.
Right.
And teach a lesson.
Mm.
And so I got a hold of my helper, and she says, sure, no problem. We did that, and five young girls came to the saving grace of Jesus
Beautiful.
Christ.
Only God knows mm-hmm. when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
It is. It is.
Wow.
And, you know, now this is where volunteers are very, very valuable. Because with myself and one volunteer, it's really hard to counsel a child after they've asked Jesus into their life to you know, just kind of solidify why they came.
Right.
You know, because you want that child to respond, well, I'm a sinner and I need Jesus to forgive me.
Yes.
In some type of manner like that.
Right, absolutely, know. Yes.
And when it's only you and another leader, you can't separate. You can't take that time to have that one-on-one with
True.
Those children.
True.
However, we were cleaning up the room. We were putting the chairs away. And my oldest girl in that group, she was talking to the leader, and she says, I feel so good.
Isn't that beautiful?
And Miss Linda says, well, why is that? She goes, because I just asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, what confirmation.
I know, that's right.
What
beautiful.
Confirmation.
That was the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Agreeing with her spirit that she had done the right thing.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And, you know, that gives us confirmation.
Yes, it does.
That, so, again, that ripple effect. We just, we don't know how it will manifest. We just don't know what kind of harvest will come from it.
That's powerful.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
That's, yes, it is.
And that's why we do it.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
So when you said, did we see any fruit from the passing out information
yes.
at the Popcorn Festival? We see some fruit,
mm-hmm.
but we don't know how much fruit
that's right.
there'll be
that's right.
at the end of the harvest.
That's so true. So true. And those things are not for us to even worry about.
Right.
It's for us to just do what God has laid on our heart to do. And
that's right.
Whether they throw it away or take it home and give it to a neighbor, say, well, here, you take it. We just don't know what happens, you know.
Right.
Right. So true.
And
well, I don't know if I had a chance to say that Shirley was my guest today. Maybe some of you who listen faithfully, and thank you for your support, maybe recognize her voice. But Shirley, Ordinated for Child Evangelism Fellowship is my guest today and the next hour as well, right?
Correct.
All right. All right.
Yes. This is the way Linda and I get to visit.
Which is not bad, right? 2 hours. Can't beat that. Cannot.
No.
Yes.
No. No, it can't. You know, your thought for the day was talking about finding solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you do, like, meditate on the scripture, or, you know, just think things through, God doesn't want you to keep those to yourself.
Oh, no.
You know, he wants you to get out there and share and encourage. And so, yeah, definitely that time in the morning with the Lord is absolutely great to be able to find that quiet spot and find that time, which is harder and harder.
Yes.
Am I not right on that?
Right.
But then he wants you to go ahead and share it.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And, you know, as we're talking about that, at least getting quiet, you know, that's when he can speak to us.
Mm-hmm.
When we're quiet, you know, and not really thinking about anything, just going throughout our day or getting ready for the morning, you know, to get out and do what we need to do for today. He talks.
That's right.
He talks. He brings things back to your remembrance. That maybe you let slide by. It's like, oh my gosh, did I let that slide? You know, yeah, you did. So, and I love that about him, because some things need to be addressed.
Correct.
Because if you don't, then it gets bigger. It may get bigger and out of control. So
fester.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people think that, oh, okay, so that went by, so I won't worry about it. I can do that again, you know, and it'll happen again and again. And then you didn't say anything, and then now you're really upset, right?
So, correct.
So, and not just those things. It's also about, you know, your family, your friends, your siblings, and got to just let you know to pray for different things that's going on, you know, within
that's right.
your family.
Because life is busy. Even just Linda and I were talking before we went on the show about how my husband is in Canada with his older brother mm-hmm. and his younger brother, and this is a first for them.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm really thanking God for giving them this opportunity. But when my husband's away, you know, the cat's away, the mice will play. No. When the cat's away, this mouse really gets busy, because
right.
I am like so energized. And I love my husband. He's a
right.
good man. He's a sweet man. But I am more productive when he's not around
I'm
all
sure
the time.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure.
So I have been decluttering and just trying to get things organized. Get clutter.
Right.
Even in the house keeps you away from the Lord.
Yes.
It really does, because you've got to do something with it all the time.
I know.
And so I'm just trying to, I'm not a minimalist at all, but I am trying to just declutter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I know when I'm looking for something where it's at, rather than chasing myself trying to figure out where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can have the project taken care of much, much quicker than finding the stuff to get the project done.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And in doing that, I'm just thanking God. Every time I'm throwing something out, I'm just giving him thanks.
Amen.
For giving
Amen.
Me the courage to get rid of it.
Oh, doesn't that take courage? Why is that?
I have no idea, Linda.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, I guess, my mom's mentality and my dad's is, because they were at the tail end of the Depression. You
mm-hmm.
know, they were children.
Okay.
And so that mentality was ingrained in them, because my grandmother and grandfather were during it, you know, and stuff. So you live with what you're taught as a child.
True, true.
And you have to let some of those things go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's probably why it's more difficult for us. But I'm just thanking God for the decluttering of the house, so that my brain can be decluttered. And my creativity on how to promote child evangelism,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to have time to go and visit churches
right.
and talk to pastors regarding child evangelism fellowship, or even just sharing with my friends, well, my parents and family, they're already shared.
Right, right.
Through and through, you know. But it's just because when we can show the joy of what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
no matter what the ministry may be or the
right.
or the civic group may be, it's contagious.
Right.
And people want to be a part of it. And so just the simple fact of decluttering can produce huge bounty for the Lord.
Right.
You know, and so am I being successful? oh, I'm not getting done nearly as much as I thought I was going to.
Right.
I mean, I think sometimes we think we're Wonder Women.
Of course.
Boy, I'd like to be a Wonder Woman for a week.
Sometimes we forget. We used to be, like 30 years ago, right?
Honest to goodness. Yes.
That would be nothing for you to take care of in a day's time or two or three days. You'd be whipped through that house like it was nothing. It would be over, right?
Absolutely.
That's true.
Oh, I used to make people nervous because of the energy I had.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You still have some, though, right? It's not all gone.
Praise God.
Yes, it's not all gone. Absolutely not. Wow. I'm just really loving the season right now. And it was kind of chilly this morning.
I know.
It really dipped down low. And I got up and my temperature in the house was like 70. I'm like, 70? No wonder I'm still under the covers, right? Like, oh, I got to get out of this bed. But it just feels good to... The autumn air has a different smell to it, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. We're going into my husband's and I's favorite season.
Good.
We just love it. This past weekend, I had my littles, which are my two grandsons who live close by. Their older brother was involved in a football game. So I took them home with me just to get started on the house.
Mm-hmm.
A 7 and a 4-year-old, soon to be 5 in October. And we went out to the garden because I asked them to help me harvest the pumpkins. I just had some volunteer pie pumpkins, which is your sugar pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like all over my garden. So I'm like, okay, it's time to get those picked up. So we went out there and we're harvesting those. And they're sitting out the back door in my yard cart, and I was looking at that. I thought, I need to take a picture of those and send it out to the family saying God is good.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Because there are so many in my family that aren't walking with the Lord. I mean, I pretty much can count who's in my I'm from a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pretty well count who's walking with the Lord on 10 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that means there's many, many, many who aren't. But you can get away with a picture and a quick, you know, God is good.
Oh, yes.
Or some type of comment, and you can text it to everybody.
Right.
And even the most hardened heart in the family usually won't take offense. Well, that's just Aunt Cheryl.
You know? Right. They know you're right.
But there's a seed there.
Yes, it is.
It's all about planting seeds.
Yes,
it's all about, you know, pointing them to Jesus, because we may not be the one who's going to bring them to Jesus. That's God's job. But we're always to point to Jesus in every season. And what better season than the fall?
True.
When you just see God's glory.
Yes, you do.
In every leaf that turns a beautiful color.
Yes.
And all the flowers, the fall flowers. And just like you're saying, that fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scent
yes.
about fall.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I love it. I love it. The most beautiful part of the year, even though spring and summer is beautiful, you know, you have your bright yellows and pastel pinks and your lilacs and stuff like that, but that autumn is like a deepness,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and the texture of the leaves and the color, the burnt orange, and then you're looking at not just red but burgundy, you know,
yes.
all that, you
I
know,
love
the
it.
Deep hunter greens. It's just a beautiful time of year, and not too many places or states have all the seasons as Ohio does.
I know,
isn't that something?
I know. I love Ohio. And, you know, when you really stop and think about it, we have cold, but we don't have frigid cold, but only for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And so...
We have snow, but not much in the past 2 years.
No. That's secular, if that's the right word. But, you know, it comes around.
Yes, it does.
You know,
it comes.
And I don't know. When we were younger... We were smaller, so maybe every snowfall looked like it was huge. But I just think we had more snow.
I think so too. I remember deep snow almost up to your knees, you know. And
but we were little, Linda.
Yes, we were.
We were little.
Yeah.
So it didn't have to be deep, real deep, right. To be up to our knees.
Right. I remember going to school. They would not close school back when I went to elementary school. You know, they would not.
Oh, it had to be a blizzard before we had a snow day.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember our superintendent. His last name was Brown. I hated that man because he made us go to school and all that snow. I didn't have a ride, right? So.
Well, that's, yes.
I had to walk.
The fear of God was still in the community.
Yes, it was.
The fear of God was still in men's hearts.
Yes.
Even if they did things wrong, they took ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that now.
I
so
know.
We were still safe.
Yes.
On walking around town.
Yes.
You know, and I lived out in the county, so when I got to go to town, it was like, that was amazing to be able to walk from school home with my girlfriend, you know,
right.
Or whatever. But that's because the fear of God. And that's what God does. God keeps people in check.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone, whether you're a believer or not, can live a better life.
Right.
That's what God does.
Yes, he does.
But the world would teach us that God prohibits you from doing what you want.
I know.
Well, usually the things that you really want to do aren't good for you anyways.
No, they're not.
So he's keeping you safe. And he's keeping your community safe.
Yes.
He kept your family safe.
Yes, he does.
So that was a different time.
It was a different time, and you
because
know,
of the fear of God, the righteous fear of God.
And you are so right about that, because we were talking about where we are now today. How did we get here? Madeline O'Hare,
mm-hmm.
and her quest to mm-hmm. get the prayer out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first downfall.
Correct.
And it had a domino effect, and it's still playing out in our lives today, no matter how long ago it was. But the Sovereign Lord was removed out of our schools,
mm-hmm.
and out of the Ten Commandments removed out of our schools, and a lot of public places where it was a standard that they looked up to and held, like you said, a reverential fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's like almost dissipated.
By design.
Mankind. Yeah, by design. And people don't realize this is all the work of Satan.
Right.
They don't realize that.
Well, a lot of people don't even recognize that there is a Satan.
That's true. That's true.
So, you know, like, which really boggles my mind. If you have good and you have bad, what's going on here?
I don't know. People don't want to acknowledge it for some reason.
Right.
Why is that?
Possibly because if they acknowledge it, they'd have to deal with it.
Or realize that they're wrong as well.
Right.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's big. It's not something that you can just tuck away and hide under the couch, or you know what I mean? Or
right.
put in the back of the cupboard and say, oh, well, it's gone now. It's not gone.
And it touches every one of us.
Yes, it does.
You know, for us, as isolated as you may try to keep your family, or you may try to keep yourself.
Right.
If you're an older woman or man, you know, and I understand we're starting to get more fragile, so it is scarier. And the culture is fast and loose, and that's scary in itself. But we're not isolated from none of us are isolated from the evil that's happening right now.
Oh, no.
You know, and but God is the answer for all of it.
Yes, he is. The only answer.
And it's only through Jesus Christ. I had this conversation with two of my grandsons. I have a grandson living with us right now because okay. he needed a hand up. And he's doing pretty good. I don't feel like I have to slap him around.
Well, good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's 21. I can't slap him around.
Right, right.
But he's really doing pretty good. There's still things that he needs to, you know, get a handle on, get working and stuff like that. But I don't mind having him there. He's not a problem, mm-hmm. which is really a big step from when he was younger.
Right.
So, however, we were talking, and he believes in God. And mm-hmm. how many times do I hear that from throughout the family? It might be a millennial thing. Mm-hmm. We believe in God, but they just don't believe in Jesus. And I'm like, well, you might as well not believe in God. Because if you don't believe in his son, Christ Jesus, you know, and I'm thinking this in my head because verbally I'm saying, well, believing in God is a step. Now you're going to have to learn to believe in Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you can't get to the Father except you come through the Son.
Exactly.
You can't get to the Son except the Father draw you.
That's exactly right.
You know, and people do have a problem because they don't understand who Jesus is.
Well, and plus, Satan is still with, he's still active.
Yes, he is.
You
yes,
know, and so his minions are whispering.
Oh, yeah.
You know, look what TV, look what internet, look what being on the phone all the time. I mean, everyone's taking
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be a curse and a blessing.
It can. Really can. All of that can be a curse and
yes,
a blessing.
Yes.
And so all of that put, but how much of that is really out there to glorify God?
Now, you talked about your grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my grandson is there. He'll read all the Bible except for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because of the Jesus thing. And he got this from YouTube. You know, so it's like my sister says, I only read red, what's written in red. I don't read the black because I don't trust what man has said in the Bible. So I'm like, okay.
Then you're only getting part of the picture.
Right. Right. You're not getting the whole picture. Mm-hmm. You're so right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, and Satan does not want us to believe who Jesus really is.
Right.
You know, that he was God incarnate. God incarnated himself in that body.
That's right.
You know.
When Christ Jesus was born that Christmas day so many, many years ago, he was all man and he was all human.
Yes.
Oh, there's God. No separation.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, he was all man, he was all God.
Yes.
I'm sorry. He was actually, he was all God, is what I meant to say first. So excuse me, everyone. But he was all God and he was all man.
Yes.
There's no separating of it.
No, not at all.
It would be almost like if somebody's trying to separate it, it'd be almost like someone trying to take their heart out of a person and expecting them to still be alive.
Right, right.
And that's just not the way it is.
No, it's not.
But yeah, there's some really funky teachings out there.
There are.
Well, Saturday, my sister came up from Cambridge. My sister Brenda, you know her.
Yes.
And we trucked up to Bellevue is north. We trucked up there for a wedding reception because these young people, there were some family situations where one of their family members was ill, mm-hmm. and so they got married in December, just a very small family gathering, and then they had this reception. A lot of fun, but whoa, because my younger sister, who's really got a heart for the Lord, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that she was approached, because she can just share the gospel with such love and understanding.
Right.
And one of the young ladies, one of the young girls had, Deanna says, well, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
The conversation goes on. She goes, well, I'm working and I liked my job until my boss learned of my sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie's a bit on the naive side. She goes, well, what is that? And she goes, well, I like women. And so now he's kind of mean to me. Well, you know what? Not everyone is accepting of that. First of all, it's sin.
Yes.
And not everyone feels comfortable classroom talking about their sexual orientation, because that's something that, again, when we were younger, that was something that was always left at home in your own privacy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And these kids, the millennials nowadays, they just like everything's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Deanne, in her faith and her walk and loving the Lord and wanting everyone else to love the Lord,
right,
she shared with her saying, well, you know that's wrong, and you know that's a sin that will keep you away from God.
Right.
And, you know, this young girl did not want to hear that at all. She's like, well, and this is like why a lot of people won't accept that there's a devil, because of this attitude. She says, well, it makes me happy. And as long as it makes me happy, I'm going to do what I want. And, you know, she sat there a little bit staring off because, mm-hmm, see, their spirits were warring.
Yes.
Deanne had the Holy Spirit. She has the spirit of the world, which is who?
Satan.
And so eventually she got up and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my sister, who's her grandmother, says, Annie, what did you say to her? Did you run her off? And, of course, Deanna shared, you know, which did not offend Sonny at all, because, you know, it's kind of like, praise God, someone else is stepping in and sharing the same story, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Deanne, she's so tenderhearted. This brought tears to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she is just teary-eyed and stuff, and she's sharing that because we rode together, four of us, her husband and I, and my sister Brenda. Then Brenda and I come home. Now, my grandson Adam has said that he was going to have a friend over, Yuri, and I'm no problem with the kid. It's okay. But then my other grandson, who is just turned 18 this year, comes bouncing down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Hi, Grandma! Gives me a great big hug and stuff. And it's so good to see him, because I don't see him very often. He's always working. Well, then Yuri comes down, because I ask him, you guys want to play some cards? I love playing cards.
Okay.
Well, then here comes my Adam, and he's drunk as a skunk. I'm like, okay, this is his big whatever, you know.
Okay.
So we've been praying about it and stuff like that, and he comes down, and we're talking, and of course, the conversation gets biblical for whatever opening there was,
mm-hmm,
and the boy, my other Brady, is actually wanting to ask good questions.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson Adam is just, I believe in God, but is it fair that I don't believe in Jesus? And you know, just going off and,
right,
and you know, just, and my sister tried to talk to him, you know, was trying to talk to him in a different angle and stuff, mm-hmm, like this. And I went and got the Word of God. And the two verses that I was trying to find, I was just blank on.
Right.
I couldn't find them. But I did share some passages. The first passage, I have no idea what I shared. Oh, I know. It's John.
It had to be John 1:1, right?
Well, it was actually John 14, where, okay, you know, Jesus is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
No man comes to the Father but by me.
Right.
And, of course, and that takes them on the tangent that, well, man made this.
Right.
Well, you know,
right,
this is what Jesus, he goes, why do I have to believe in Jesus? Because God has told you to believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's take this down to the fundamental. Let's take it down to the cornerstone. My opinion is the cornerstone of the whole Bible, and that's John 3:16.
Right.
And that's my opinion. You know, mm-hmm, other people may have other verses.
True.
And they probably do, because they're more well-versed. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And these boys are starting, even in his drunken state, he's saying it along with me, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him,
right,
should not perish but have eternal life.
Right.
And, you know, that's it.
Right.
God is saying to believe in my son.
Right.
If you don't believe in my son, you will perish.
True.
And you will be in Satan's company forever and ever.
Right. The wrong company.
The wrong company.
And won't be able to get out.
And So, I mean, even though God did not give us the verses that I thought was appropriate, mm-hmm. He gave the verses.
That was enough.
That's right.
That was
That's
enough.
Exactly right. And so, of course, back upstairs they go, you know, because Adam, he's not in any state to hear what, I mean, he's hearing what he wants to hear. He's
going to
argue the way he wants to. Now, he wasn't belligerent.
Well, good.
He wasn't mean and hateful. He was just like this hurt soul. Mm-hmm. That is really seeking, but because Satan has a hold on him mm-hmm. through that drink,
right?
He, you know, we couldn't break through, but it wasn't our time to break through. I don't think God's working.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
I'm praising God.
Amen.
God for Lexi mm-hmm. that my sister Deanna was able to share with. I'm
right.
praising God because
right.
those are moments that those kids opened the door, and women of faith were willing to step through and
Amen.
Share.
Amen.
You know, and Amen. That's what we have to be as women and men of faith.
Yes.
Don't worry about what you're going to say because, Lord, I was going to say some other things. I was mm-hmm. going to say Ephesians 6, what is it, 6:12
mm-hmm.
and 2 Timothy. I was looking for those.
Right, right.
Of the principality and of whatever.
They didn't need all that.
Yeah, they didn't need that. That was just too much for them.
Yes.
They're babes.
John 3:16. That was
They're
it right
babes.
There. Yes.
And we are all equipped with enough knowledge mm-hmm. to let the Holy Spirit take over.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
We just have to be willing.
Mm-hmm.
Look for those doors.
Amen.
Look for those opportunities. Don't be afraid to walk through them. God says, Jesus said, men will hate you because of my name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
it's running rampant. Yes.
They're going to hate us because we're telling them the truth.
Yes.
And that's what they're going to hate.
That's where persecution comes from, right?
And it's not really that they're going to hate us as much as what we're saying.
Right.
And so don't take it personal.
And he says that. Don't feel bad because they have not rejected you. They have rejected me.
Exactly, Linda. Exactly. And, you know, that's scriptural.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So it's not even about us. It's about him.
It is. So be willing. First of all, I would say pray to see opportunities, spiritual opportunities. Pray for a spirit of discernment. Pray for courage that when you see a door open, just pray for the Holy Spirit to take over.
Right.
And walk through it. These people around us, your family members, we can love our family to death. We can love our family to hell.
Yes.
When we decide to be quiet.
Oh, yes.
When we decide to not rock the boat.
Amen.
And trust me, I have pulled back. I have pulled back a lot. Like with the texts.
Mm-hmm.
Sending out the texts.
Right.
You know, because that's where they're at. That's what they see. That's the level they are. Sometimes we have to listen to the Spirit and pull back.
We do. We need to listen to the Spirit because he knows that heart.
And that's when that's what part of my prayer when I'm going to a family event or when the family's coming to my house or when I'm going out to among friends is like, Lord, let me speak when you want me to speak. And you know that, Linda. You know
of
when
course.
You feel that nudging.
Yes, you do. Yes, I do know exactly what that's like.
Yeah, and so that's when we're to speak, because if we don't, that's when we regret it.
Yes.
You
yes,
know?
We do. And he'll let you know, well, you didn't do that
uh-huh.
when I asked you to.
Yeah, exactly. So don't miss those opportunities.
Right.
Don't miss those opportunities. That is what being a Christian is all about. That's
True.
What having trust in the Lord Jesus is all about. Having faith that the Holy Spirit will walk us through.
Yes.
God's given us the tools.
Yes, he has.
To be bold. My sister said, and I'm going to have her make me up a t-shirt. Be bold. Be as bold as the wicked.
And they're bold.
They're very bold.
They're bold.
They're very bold.
Yes.
So we as Christians should be as bold as the wicked.
Yes. And there's a scripture on that vein, gentle as lambs and be bold as lions, something like that, and gentle as lambs. Google is my friend. Because I can find a scripture fast with Google. And you don't even have to have it all. It'll just pop it up, right?
Left
my phone at home, people. Some of you know what that feels like, I'm sure. You leave that phone at home, it's like that's part of you, you know. But Google is, it really is. But you're so right. We can't be quiet.
No. And, you know, and this happened all within just a couple of minutes. And our family is just a normal family. But we have this wickedness in it called sin.
Well, Cheryl Lee, we are out of time for the first hour. And I know all of you who are listening have enjoyed Cheryl Lee and all that we have talked about. Because I know all of you have family. And that needs the Lord. So stay tuned for our next hour. We will begin again at 11:15 until top of the hour at 12 noon. Thank you so much for your continued support. Share this information with your friends and family. To get on WGH Talk, WWGH1071.com. And thank you. Till next time, be blessed.